He said the Olympic Oval was originally designed to be in Burnaby. It has since been decided that the Olympic Oval is to be placed in Richmond. Is then your opposition to the Olympics in regard to freedom of speech, transit, homelessness, concerns of corporatism, entirely dependent on whether or not a skating rink was built in Burnaby?
That's a good question. Wrong inference, but a good question. None of the principles that I've expressed change one iota whether the speed skating oval was built at SFU or was built in Richmond. Remember that it was not Burnaby that made the bid for the speed skating oval, nor were we in any way financially involved. It was purely the university getting the opportunity to build the rink and then later to use it for athletic facilities. So my support was of Michael Stevenson, the president of SFU, their board, and their faculty and their students and the people who live up in SFU. So from my perspective, this was an opportunity for SFU to utilize the funds that were coming in by the Olympics to be able to do something that the taxpayers would eventually have to do anyway, which seemed to me to be very, very efficient. Certainly, my opposition on other areas is not affected by whether or not SFU got the speed skating oval or Richmond does. And bless Richmond, I hope they're very successful with their speed skating oval. It's a beautiful building. It costs a lot of money. You know, we'll see how well it works out in the long run. But, you know, I certainly don't have any resentment to Richmond for taking that on. In fact, I think the Olympics were very, very lucky that Richmond was prepared to step up and put $100 million of their taxpayers' money into building this facility for the Olympics. That being said, it's ridiculous to assume my position would be any different in regard to civil liberties or corporatism attached to the Olympics if we would have had the speed skating oval, as my positions have been well known for a long time. In fact, I was a director of BC Civil Liberties, so I've certainly had my strong orientation towards the protection of civil liberties for many decades, and I wouldn't have changed my mind as a result of SFU getting a speed skating oval or not.
Alrighty, and the final question, what do you think will be the legacy of the Olympic Games once they're finished?
Well, there'll certainly be a lot of money to be paid off, and I think there's going to be a big hangover, as often happens in the Olympics. I mean, this is predictable because it happens in almost every jurisdiction. You know, there's a lot of hurrah going on as you move into the Olympics. There's huge efforts by the media, particularly, and by the government to try to gain public support and to create a public sort of reaction, a fervor for the Olympics. So I don't think we'll be any less vulnerable than any other city to those things happening. But I think afterwards people will look at the expenses, look at the choices, and say, my gosh, you know, did this all work out as well as we hoped it would? Did this change the face of our province, of our cities, in order to make them better? Or did we actually spend a lot of money on infrastructure that wouldn't have been our priority but for the Olympics coming? I think often in the cold light of day, after all the songs and dances and partying are gone, that people will look at things a little bit differently, and there'll be a little bit of a buyer's regret that maybe we should have been more thoughtful about the choices we made.
Well, Mayor Corrigan, thank you very much for joining us today. I very much appreciate it. And congratulations on having the best-run city in Canada, according to Maclean's.
Okay, bye-bye.